A behemoth is in the process of giving birth, and it's having difficulty giving birth. And the uber inside the behemoth stuck out his hand, and the person went ahead and cut off the hand. And after he cut off the hand with the rest of the uber still inside the behemoth, he shechted the mother, as he was afraid the mother was going to die since it was having difficulty giving birth. And he shechted the mother. The buffer of the uber that's still inside the behemoth is tahar. It's not considered tamid. Now, even though he had cut off the hand of the uber, and that hand of the uber is metame like in a vela, as an aver that's cut off from the behemoth while the behemoth is still alive, that aver is metame like in a vela. And therefore, you would think that the rest of the uber also is tamid, as the rest of the uber was touching that hand as it was being cut off, so therefore that hand should be metame the rest of the uber. Even so, the Mishnah tells us that the rest of the uber is tar. And the reason is that a behema is not metabol tuma, cannot become tame while it's still alive, so therefore the rest of the uber cannot be metabol tuma from the yad that is tame like in the vela. Now, even if the uber is not actually alive anymore at the time he cut off the hand that it died in the mother's stomach, even so, the rest of the uber is tar. As the rest of the uber, cold man, it's in the mother's stomach, has a din like a chai. Since the mother is still alive, the uber also has a din as if it's still alive, as the din is when you shech the mother, you can eat the uber inside of it, even if the uber had died before you shechted the mother. Shachar es imo, v'achar kach chatcha, habasar maga nevela, divrei Rabbi Meir. If you shechted the mother first, and only after that you cut off the hand that the uber had stuck out before shechita, in such a case, the hand will be metame the rest of the uber, and the rest of the uber will be tame like an avela. The reason being is since you had already shechted the behema before you cut off the hand, so now the uber no longer has a din like a chai, as the mother is already dead, so the uber has a din like a mate. And now that you cut off the hand that the uber had stuck out before shechita, that hand is metame like an avela. As a hand, since the uber stuck it out before shechita, does not become mutter with the shechita of the mother and has a din like an avela. So when you cut off the hand in the process that you're cutting it off will be metame the rest of the uber. The chachamim said that the yad that you cut off will be metame the rest of the avela only like a din of a trefa that you shechted. As the din is that a behemoth that became a trefa and then you shechted it, the behemoth is not tame min ator like an avela at all. But our rabbanan, they were metame it, but only by kachim. So the chacham hold here too, even though the uber stuck out his hand before shechita, so therefore the shechita of the mother does not allow us to eat that yad that the uber stuck out, but the shechita will help for the yad, that the yad will not become tame like an avela after the shechita. It will have a din only like a trefa that was shechted. It's only tame min rabbanan and only by kachim. Ma metzinu betrefa sheshchitasa metarasa av shechita tebehema tetaher es eva. Just like we thought by an animal that became a trefa and then you shechted it, that the shechita would be metare, the behema will not be tummy like an avela, so too the shechita of the behema should be metare the eva, the limb that the uber stuck out before shechita, even though the shechita does not help to allow us to eat the yad, but it will be metare the yad, that the yad will not be tummy like an avela, just like a trefa that you shechted. Amar lahem Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir responded to the chachamim, look, you cannot compare this case to a case of a trefa. And tira shechitas trefos davar shegufa titar is aver davar sheino gufa. If the din is by a trefa in which you shechted, that it will not be tummy like an avela. That's because you're shechting the actual gufa behema. So since you're shechting the actual gufa behema, that shechita will help that the behema will not be tummy like an avela. As opposed to in this case that you want the shechita of the behema to be metar the aver, the yad of the uber in which it stuck out before shechita. The shechita cannot help to do that because it's not part of the guf ha-behema, the uber, and the yad that is stuck out is not a chelak of the actual guf ha-behema, so therefore the shechita of the behema cannot be mitar the yad of the uber that is stuck out before shechita. Minayim l'trefa sheshechitasa mitarasa. Now the Mishnah asks, that which the Mishnah took on for a davar pashut, that a trefa in which he shecht, that the behema will not be tamei like an avela after shechita, how do we know that halacha? Behema tmeya asura ba'achila, af trefa asura ba'achila. Mishnah said, maybe we should learn out a trefa from a behema tmeya. and a behemah tmeah that was shechted, the behemah is tamei like an avela, even though you shechted. As a behemah tmeah, similar to a trefa, just like a behemah tmeah is also ba'achila, so too a trefa is also ba'achila. My behemah tmeah ain't shechitasa mitarasa. Our trefa lo titarina shechitasa. Just like a behemah tmeah, the fact that you shechted it will not be mitarit, it will still be tamei like an avela. So too a trefa should have the same din, that the shechita should not be mitarit. It should be tamei like an avela even after shechita. Look, the Mishnah tells us, no, we should not learn out trefa from behemah tmeh. And the mart of a behemah tmeh, shelo hoysala shaka kosher. Taimar betrefa, shahoysala shaka kosher. A trefa is different than a behemah tmeh. A behemah tmeh did not have a shaka kosher. It never had a point in its life that shechita would be mocked as a basar ba'achila. As opposed to a trefa, it had a shaka kosher before the behemah became a trefa, if you would have shechted it at that point. That shechita would have been mocked as a basar ba'achila. So therefore, we should not learn out a trefa from a behemah tmeh. Even though by a behemah tmeh, the shechita is not mitarit, but by a trefa, the shechita would be mitarit, since it had a shaka kosher. Tolacha masha hevesu. Mishnah tells us this reasoning is not correct. Take that reasoning back. Harishon, all the trefa min abetim minay. Not every trefa had a shaka kosher. What would be in a case where it was born a trefa from the stomach of the mother, that it was a trefa as soon as it was born? In such a case, it did not have a shaka kosher, never had a point in which shechita would have been mocked as a basar ba'achila. So how do we know in that case that the shechita would be mitar the behemah from being tummy like an avela? Look, the Mishnah tells us still, we cannot learn out trefa from a behemah tmeah, even in a case where the trefa did not have a shaka kosher. Im amarta be'behemah tmeah. If the din by behemah tmeah is that the shechita is not mitarit, shekein ein b'mina shechita, that's because this type of animal never had shechita which would be mitar the basar. A behemah tmeah, no matter what, the shechita would not be matu the basar ba'achila. Taimar betrefa, sheyesh b'mina shechita. As opposed to an animal that was a trefa, even though this animal in front of us, shechita would not be matu the basar ba'achila since the animal became a trefa. But this min of animal, this type of animal, had shechita which would be matu the basar ba'achila if this animal was not a trefa. The shechita would be matu the basar ba'achila. So therefore, a trefa is different than a behemah tmeah, and even though by behemah tmeah the shechita would not be matar the basar from being tamei like an avela, by a trefa the din would be different, that even though the shechita cannot be matar the basar ba'achila, but it would be matar the basar from being tamei like an avela, since this type of animal had it not been a trefa, the shechita would be matar the basar ba'achila. Ben shmona chai ein shechitaso mitaraso lufi she'ein b'mino shechita. A ben shmona chai is an animal that was not fully developed yet at the time it was born. It had only been 8 months in the mother's stomach before it was born. In such a case, even if you shech the uber after it's born, that shechita would not be mitaret from being tummy like an avela, since this type of animal never had shechita which would be mocked as a basar ba'achila. As a ben shmona chai, an animal that was born at 8 months before it was fully developed in the mother's stomach, has it been like a mate, so this animal cannot live long, so therefore, even though it's alive at the time you shecht it, the uber, that shechita would not be mitar the basar from being an avela. As we said just before, that an animal with ein b'mino shechita, that a shechita, this type of animal, would never be mitar the basar ba'achila, so too, that shechita would not be mitar the basar from being tamei like an avela. And a ben shmona chai, an animal that was born after it was only 8 months in the mother's stomach, had the same din as a behemah tmeah, as this animal cannot live long, so therefore it's considered ein b'mino shechita, the shechita, just like it would not be matar the basar ba'achila, so too, it would not be matar the basar from being tamei like an avela. Masechet Chulin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey, Ashechet is a behemah, umatzer ba ben shmona chai omeis, o ben tisha meis. Somebody who shechted the behemah, and after the shechita he finds in the stomach of the behemah an uber that was developed only 8 months in the mother's stomach and it was still alive, or it was dead already, or he found an uber that was already 9 months in the mother's stomach and it was dead. In such a case, karo umotzi et domo. The behemah could be eaten together with the uber. The uber is mutar ba'achila even though it's already dead with the shechita of the mother. Since it was in the mother's stomach, it has it in as if it was alive, and the shechita of the mother would be mater, the uber ba'achila. And he can rip the uber, he doesn't have to shecht it, and he would have to just be motzi the dam, take out the dam. The dam is also ba'achila. As opposed to the chelev. The chelev is mutter ba'achila, even though the chalev of the behema is asur ba'achila, the chalev of this uber doesn't have a din of chalev since it was never born, and the chalev could be eaten together with the rest of the uber. Just the dam is asur ba'achila. He has to take out the dam before he eats the uber. Masaba ben tisha chai. Tan shchit b'chayev ba'oso ves b'no divrei Rabbi Meir. But if he finds in the stomach of the mother after shchita an uber that was already there 9 months, it was a fully developed uber and it was still alive. In such a case, since it was fully developed and ready to come out, the shchita of the mother would not be matir the uber, and if you want to eat the uber, you would have to shech the uber by itself. And so too, if you shech the uber on the same day that you shech the mother, you would be chayav for also ves b'no lo tishchatu b'yomechad. You can't shech the mother and the child on the same day. This is according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that a fully developed uber that was already there in the mother's stomach for 9 months is not mutter with the shechita of the mother. The Chachamim Maimrim shechitas imo mitaraso. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Meir. They hold that even if the uber was fully developed and it was there in the mother's stomach for 9 months, the shechita of the mother would be mutter the uber since the uber was not yet born. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri omer, afilu ben shmona shanim, v'choresh besara, shechitas imo mitaraso. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri agree with the Rabbanah that a fully developed uber that's still alive in the mother's stomach, the shechita of the mother would be mitaret. And even if the uber is born after the shechita of the mother and is already 8 years old and plowing in the field, still it would not require shechita. You can eat that behema without shechita, even though now it's already fully grown and 8 years old. And we're not chayish, we're not afraid that if people see that you're eating this animal without shechita, that they will think that you're allowed to eat a behema without shechita. While the Chacham, on the other hand, even though they do agree that you can eat an uber that was fully developed in the mother's stomach with the shechita of the mother, that's only if the uber wasn't born afterwards and walked on the ground. But once the uber walks on the ground, you can no longer eat that uber without shechita, as people might think that you can eat a behema without shechita. Kara umataba ben tisha chai, tan shechita, l'fisha lo nishchata imo. If you did not shech the mother, though, instead you killed it and ripped it open, and found a ben tishachat, a fully developed uber there that was still alive. In such a case, you cannot eat that uber without shechita. Since the mother was not shechted, the uber is only mutter. If you shech the uber itself, as only with the shechita, the mother can you eat the uber that's inside of it.